Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Doug Cordell.
It was June, about 15 years ago. I was living in New York, and at the time we were visiting my mother at her condo in Port Salerno, near Stewart. And it was me, my brother, my sister, and her two little kids. It was broiling hot, too hot to go out in the middle of the day. I got sunburned sitting out by the pool in about 15 minutes. Normally, we wouldn't even be there that time of year because we usually met in summer where my mother would take the snowbird trip up north, but she broke her ankle. So we all gathered in Port Salerno in June, and we were kind of bored with the weather, and it's hot during the day, and we're sort of hanging around at night. And after a few beers one night, we're sitting around, and my brother Bob, who was kind of a redneck hippie from Georgia, Willie Nelson was sort of his patron saint, he suggested we go to the beach. And, you know, me, him, my sister's two little kids. And all he said was, you know, because it's a full moon, man. So we were like, okay, sure, why not? And my niece and nephew are all hopped up on the drive over to Hope Sound because they're thinking, wow, the beach at night. I didn't actually think they'd have that much fun when we got there because they wouldn't be able to go in the water since it was night. So we get there, and my brother grabs a flashlight out of the car for the walk up the beach. And we just kind of followed behind him because he seemed like he was looking for something. We followed up behind him on the beach, and then he stops at a set of tracks, what looks like kind of footprints, coming up out of the water and going up the beach to higher ground. And there, at the end of those tracks, was a sea turtle, about 3 feet long. And we tiptoed up behind it, got a few feet away, and my brother is leading us, shushing the kids. And it was a female, clearly, because she was using her hind legs and webbed feet to dig a hole in the sand, and then hunching over the hole and plopping eggs, just, you know, one after another, 10, 20, 30 eggs, they just kept coming. And she looked like she was in a trance, too, kind of completely oblivious to us, just her eyes kind of half-lidded like that. Well, the kids, you know, were fascinated, and so was I. I never saw a sea turtle before, and none of us had, really. And I don't know how my brother even knew about all this, you know, the full moon and the eggs and all of this, although he once did say to me that he wished he had been a marine biologist. Of course, he also talked about marketing his own brand of beer, growing coffee in Hawaii, and getting rich selling trucker hats with little blinking LED lights. So follow-through wasn't really his strong suit, but on this particular night, he was very determined. All of a sudden, he kind of changed his whole demeanor, and he seemed to appreciate the seriousness of what the turtle was up to, and he suddenly decided, you know, it deserved greater respect. And he just said, you know, we should leave her alone. So we had to pull the kids away, and then they just chattered about the whole thing on the ride home. The next day, Bob, my brother, led us out on another adventure, and this time a short swim from the mainland on Port Salerno out to Jupiter Island, which was only about 100 yards across. And the water was like maybe 4 feet deep, so I just walked it in the water. It was another broiling June day. We climb onto the island and find a footpath winding through all the growth. Turned out to be a wildlife refuge. And a ranger greets us in the middle of the path. And she says, what are you doing? And we explained about swimming across. And, you know, we didn't know what was up here. And one of the little kids bubbles up right away about the sea turtle the night before. And my brother explained, asked her for more info about it, how they bred and so on. Because he said the kids were really into it. And this ranger, very serious woman of apparently very few words, told us the sea turtles are protected, and we were lucky we weren't arrested. And my brother said, for what? And she said, molesting wildlife, which sounded like the kind of rap that would really get you messed up in prison, you know, like some serial killer comes up to you in the yard and is like, what are you in for? And you're like, molesting wildlife? Man, that's sick. Well, the ranger let us go with just a stern warning, and we swam back to shore. And nothing quite that eventful happened on the rest of the trip, which was fine with me. My brother died a few years after that trip. He never did become a marine biologist or get rich. I moved from New York to California for a new job, doing public affairs for a wildlife agency. And since then, I've learned a lot about threatened and endangered species and protecting fragile ecosystems. And I even went back to visit the wildlife refuge at Hobe Sound and learned about all the work they do to protect the sea turtles, which makes me even more grateful I dodged that molesting wildlife rap.
Doug Cordell with a story about discovering nature.
Discovering nature, discovering your brother, discovering that you could molest wildlife without even knowing it. Yes. It's about all kinds of things.
I love the fact that he got to know his brother. He started describing him as a redneck hippie, which doesn't sound that positive, but then ended up really respecting his brother.
Gee, I thought redneck hippie sounded like a terrific description. Whether or not he respected his brother, he certainly got closer to him. I didn't feel ever that he didn't have respect for him from the story. But what I did feel was that his brother had a connection to nature in a way that Doug perhaps did not. And that his brother said, let's go out. Why should we go out? Because it's a full moon, man. And you could just hear a redneck hippie, I say that in quotes, saying that. And now, all these years later, unfortunately, his brother has passed away. But Doug now is working for a wildlife agency, not in South Florida. But this experience tapped into something for him.
It was shocking to him as well as us when we heard that he could be arrested for molesting a turtle nesting area.
That is a very big deal. You need to be very, very careful about that. They often will put sticks and they'll often put some kind of tape around it, orange tape or something, so you couldn't come near it. I've been on beaches in Melbourne and other places where you see people stand around a circle and watch. They don't come up to the turtle. They don't touch it. But I think she was being just a little bit officious there.
Well, it's an interesting story, but how was Doug's storytelling technically?
I loved his language. I loved that he said the kids were hopped up and the turtle was half lidded and then the kid bubbles up. But his humor was terrific. He could imagine himself in prison. What are you in for? Molesting wildlife and how far that would get him in prison. He really has a terrific way of telling a story. This is one of these little small events. It's not going to be a major motion picture. And yet, in a way, that's what life is, right? It's a bunch of tiny events. Some of them are meaningless. Some of them lead, if we follow back the trail, lead to life-changing events. And in this case, perhaps this did plant a seed or an egg in Doug's mind, and perhaps that is how he came to be doing public affairs for a wildlife agency today.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me here, 305-995-2264. Our website has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org, radio, and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.